diversity hires may get people killed. That's the conversation happening online right now, because hiring someone for how they look is unstraightened priorities, right? That's pretty clear. Your priority should be, can they do the job in a great way, unless that person's a model. This doesn't mean diversity is bad. It means prioritizing diversity is stupid. This is referred to as DEI hires. It means diversity, equity, and inclusion. You see this splattered all over X. On the face of it, that sounds nice, but not when that's a priority over things like safety. So here's a list of the companies and organizations that are being blasted right now online for prioritizing diversity and ideology and compromising their businesses. United, Alaska Airlines, which merged with Spirit, the FAA, Cigna, and Johns Hopkins, just to name a few. And don't forget that the Titan sub that imploded last year was also all in on diversity hires. Here is the CEO, Stockton Rush, admitting that he excluded 50-year-old white guys from his company because they weren't inspirational, and instead hired for youth and diversity.
When I started the business, one of the things you'll find, there are other sub-operators out there, but they typically have gentlemen who are ex-military submariners, and you'll see a whole bunch of 50-year-old white guys. I wanted our team to be younger, to be inspirational, and I'm not going to inspire a 16-year-old to go pursue marine technology.
Could an experienced 50-year-old white guy maybe have saved his life with better engineering? I just wonder. We'll never know, but we know that that interview did not age well. Well, last week, two airplanes had terrifying malfunctions while in flight, and that has prompted a backlash because the FAA and the airlines have all been prioritizing diversity over qualifications. The Post today reports that the FAA's diversity push includes hiring people with severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions. Now, this is something we know a lot about because my mother-in-law, Clayton's mom, runs a nonprofit company in Pennsylvania called Quest. If you're interested in how this is done safely and well, you can check out the website. I put a little screenshot there if you want. And this is Clayton's mom as well. Now, what they do is they bid for mostly catering, landscaping, and janitorial. And it's a highly regulated industry because you can't just take someone with a disability and throw them into a job. It's not safe for them, and it's not safe for all of us, right? Now, the FAA is saying they're giving these people reasonable accommodation. My mother-in-law, again, who her job is to take people with disabilities, they call them participants, and put them in jobs, and they also make reasonable accommodations. She says the quality of work, though, is always expected to be the same as someone without a disability. So you can't make compromises on the work. So this can be done, but you have to have experts to do it, like to manage it. To give them reasonable expectations doesn't mean you compromise the job. It means maybe they get a more flexible schedule. They get more time to complete a task. They get different technology, or you allow them a dog or something like that. There has to be a person, like my mother-in-law, who manages that. So does the FAA have a person who's managing this, or are they just doing this to tick boxes, diversity boxes? We have a right to those answers, right? A lot of these companies say they're doing this for what they call stakeholder capitalism. That's the idea that a company shouldn't answer to the shareholders, but instead to society at large. What they're saying is diversity is good for all of us, for the social good. It wouldn't be if we all die because they hire the least qualified candidates. I would say that's not in the social good. It's in the interest of the social good to have safe transportation systems that people survive. I would say that's stakeholder capitalism, right?
Right. So airplanes that make it to their destination. Like, sign me up for that one.
Yes.
Oh, you had a diversity hire on this flight? Great. Get me to my location. Right. That's what I really care about.
Well, now United Airlines is under fire because the CEO said the company's goal is 50% of each crew to be women and people of color. Watch.
military.
How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color. Today, only 19% of our pilots at United Airlines are women or people of color. And by the way, from all the data I've seen, that's the highest of any airline in the country.
All right. He's also been busy dressing in drag and promoting pride events. And so we have, you know, when we take a look at these
pictures. That's the CEO, to be clear.
Yes, that's him. The same guy you just saw. That's not him. Those are a bit more skilled drag queens. And so, you know, we have the right to ask, are those the most qualified people for the job? I don't know. I do know it takes a lot of skill and time to look like that. And so, you know, is this something that they, I just don't know. Like these are valid questions. Are they, you know, studying up on how to look like that? Or are they also putting equal study into the safety of aviation, right? Fair question. We have a right to ask that. In the same vein, here is Spirit Airlines having a gay party at a gate.
There are still 70 countries in the world where being gay is illegal, 10 of which punish you by death. So until we have equality for all, we do not have equality at all. And that means our trans, black, brown, Asian, disabled brothers and sisters. Yeah. And that is to say gay. Okay. So when I say gay, you say gay. Three.
Gay.
Three.
Gay.
When I say gay, you say gay. Gay.
Gay.
Gay.
Gay.
When I say gay, you say gay.
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 Where do you get a poncho like that? You, like the gay poncho store? Like where do you?
Target. Hello.
Probably Target. Yeah, that's true. So that was Alaska. That was Alaska Airlines put that on.
Mm-hmm, they did.
Right. So they're you can tell their priorities. Meanwhile, their doors are blowing out of their aircraft.
Yeah. So, you know, something that's worth noticing is that there's a therapist that she's a gender critical therapist, I think, in Oregon named Stephanie Nguyen. And she worked a lot with transgender youth. And she says that when somebody becomes transgender, it is all consuming. It is their every, it occupies their every thought. They're obsessed with how they're perceived. They're basically being kept in an adolescent state because they're so preoccupied with how the world perceives them, and it keeps them in an immature place. Now, that's not the same. We know that transgender is not the same as being gay, right? But it's a question worth asking that if you're prioritizing hiring transgender people, which is associated with all of these mental immaturities, does that make us all safer? A lot of research shows that it does. In fact, just this weekend, research came out that people who go on puberty blockers, young people, have an average lower IQ of 7 points from when they started. And so then are we trying to hire these people because it looks good, it's box ticking, but it makes us all safer because they are destroying their brains, making themselves stupider?
It's a great question. And you definitely want stupid pilots.
Right.
You want people with a lower IQ and people who've inhibited their brain with these with chemicals to fly you from point A to point B.
Right. And it's a canard because, as Vivek Ramaswamy points out in his book, you're hiring fight for diversity of outward features, skin color or hair, or, you know, ethnicity. They're not hiring diversity of thought. This is singularity of thought.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point, Vivek.
Now, Johns Hopkins is apologizing for this diversity newsletter that was sent out last week by Chief Diversity Officer Sherita Golden. I'm going to show you this in a second. Before we get to that, I would like to point out this excellent point that's in this great book, The Coddling of the American Mind. The authors researched universities for this book. They found that most of the increase in tuition for American universities, because, you know, American universities are getting more and more and more expensive every year, they found that most of the increased cost of tuition was going towards these social programs like diversity hires and sensitivity experts. So when you pay your kids' tuition, you're not actually paying a higher price for them to get a better education. You're paying for these ideological programs. Just thought you ought to know. So Johns Hopkins has a chief diversity officer named Sherita Golden. She sent out this email last week Here is her. Here's the header of the email about diversity, inclusion, and health equity. And she said that every white person is privileged, but the list was pretty inclusive. Look at all the people who have what she called unearned privilege. Okay, it is white people, able-bodied people, heterosexuals, cisgendered people, males, Christians, middle or owning class people, middle-aged people. I don't know what age has to do with it. Like, age is an earned privilege if you made it there. Like, what is she? And English speakers. Obviously, that's a pretty offensive thing to say. Also, has she never studied the history of Ireland? I'm curious.
Able-bodied people.
And yeah, I really take issue with the middle-aged people. Like, it's an unearned privilege is middle age just because you lived
longer. Unless you're Confucius, you weren't born that way. I'm pretty sure that's the only person I can think of that was just born already an adult.
Right. And don't you think whatever age you are, like I just turned 45 this year, I earned it. Like I worked hard for 45 years.
Wait, are you 45? I thought you were 46.
You just turned 47.
I just turned 47. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm 45. Yeah, I think that's an earned privilege.
I've got all the cuts and bruises to show that I've earned my 47 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I've got all the gray hair to show I've earned the 53 too.
Yeah. See? Look at him.
Be black.
Yeah.
He's middle aged and he's earned it, right. and he's able bodied, right? So I mean,
yeah,
that's
you didn't
a problem.
Earn that either.
You bastard. Yeah. You bastard. Shame. Shame.
By the way, Chief Diversity Officer. Do we at Redacted have a chief diversity officer yet?
No.
I think I'm going to...
I mean, I kind of take on that role. I'll do it.
We'll put out a... You'll make a decision. I think we'll put out a call. I just want to announce right now here at Redacted, we're hiring a chief diversity officer.
All right.
You can't be able-bodied.
Yeah.
You can't be white.
You know, if you have a company...
You can't speak English.
You can't speak English.
You know how we talk about... how you can legally hire your child, your minor child, if you are a business owner. You know, and sometimes if you do that, the IRS will ask you, what does that child do? Is it a legitimate job? And I'll just say, they're a diversity officer. They're three.
The chief diversity.
That's a diverse, because me being middle age is a privilege. So I needed somebody who was not privileged with age.
Right.
So I hired my three-year-old as the diversity officer. She makes $12,000 a year.
Yeah. And this three-year-old, I mean, I was going to make a bad joke. I'm going to stop myself.
All right, let's not. Let's go back to Sherita Golden. I want to let you know she does more than just send out offensive emails. She's a physician. She studies diabetes. So why is she spending her time on things like this? Because universities have decided they want this. But now university presidents apologize for this. They circulated this apology saying this is not a definition of privilege that we all collectively share. And she has apologized and she's retracted that. They removed it from the site. They further circulated these talking points saying anybody who gets asked about this, just say these things only, please. One user on Twitter pointed out that shaming these companies works. Like, hey, pro tip, if you want to stop DEI, start leaking DEI documents and records and videos. And then this is the hour of the whistleblower. If you don't want this to happen, point out, because it's solving racism with racism, clearly. Now, that's true. It may help. I don't think that, you know, shaming them online or a full boycott is really what's going to make this fixed. I think that where this will be worked out is either in the courts or the boardroom. That's my opinion. Once someone gets seriously hurt, or worse, a class of people, God forbid, get hurt, then they can take that to court and say, hey, United, I got hurt because you were busy doing drag shows and not tightening the bolts and screws on your airplane. And so now, right, that's possible. Or the boardrooms or CEOs who say, hey, this is costing us money. The board members don't like it because people are getting hurt. And unless there's an activist shareholder who doesn't care about deaths and reputation, I think there will be turnovers. So we can boycott these companies, sure, but my bet is on litigation or boardroom shakeups.
I mean, if it's a Bud Light moment for United Airlines or Alaska Airlines.
Perhaps, you know. But those are really unsustainable. And a lot of times people are like, well, I don't want to fly United, but this works into my schedule. So I think that a Bud Light sustainable boycott, that seemed to be a bit of a unicorn because boycotts are usually not all that sustainable.
Yeah.
Especially
when you want to fly to Alaska and the only airline that flies to Alaska is called Alaska Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Could take a steamship.
Right.
I suppose.
You could take a Russian flight or something like that. I'm sure there are other flights, of course, that go to Alaska. I'm just joking. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.